the book of Ezekiel, chapter 43. Chapter 43, verse 12. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple. So there's a law of the temple. And temple, nowadays referring to the church. So the temple built by David eventually was totally destroyed. So now no temple, no material temple available. But after Jesus' resurrection, pouring down the Holy Spirit, the spiritual temple, his body, has been rebuilt, which is a church. And later day is a true church. So this law applies nowadays to the spiritual temple. What's the law? The whole area surrounding the mountain top is most holy. How come it's most holy? Because there is a throne of God, according to verse 7. The throne of God, and God will live together with his chosen people. So church is the most holy place. Why? Because this is the throne of God, and God will abide in us. So when we come to the church, just exactly like the priest went into the holy temple to offer the sacrifice, they have to go through certain kind of procedure. First, they have to wash themselves. The second, they have to put certain type of clothes. And when they, before they enter in the holy place, they have to wash the hand and they have to offer the sacrifice. There are many procedure. So eventually they can go into the holy place. Now, so today we come to the church to worship God. We have to go through certain kind of procedure. And this procedure is not a very mechanical, like a regulation or a rule. This procedure actually is referring to prepare our heart ready so that we can behold the glory of God in the holy place. We can experience the living God in the presence of us. We can experience the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in the prayer. So this is the law of the holy temple. So we have to sanctify ourselves. We have to separate ourselves from the world, because this is the temple of God. Now, and then 43, chapter 43, if you read verse 2, the glory of God came from the east. The glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. So, the temple of God filled with the glory, and this glory came from the east. So exactly, the true church have been established from the east. This is not coincidence. This is something have been prophesied in the book of Ezekiel already. Not only the glory of God came from the east, the living water also flow to the east. Let's turn to chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. Verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. You see, the front of the temple faced east. That those who want to go into the temple, you come from the east, because the face facing the east. And also, the water flow from the east. And this water is so powerful. And this water actually referring to the Holy Spirit. The first is the current of the water is very powerful. You read the verse 3 to verse 5. Chapter 47, verse 3 to 45. When the man went out to the east with a line in his hand, and he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought him through the water. The water came up to my ankle. Verse 4. And he measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the water, and the water came up to my knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water and came out to the waist. And then, verse 5. He measured 1,000 cubits and was a river I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, the river that could not be crossed. So you see, the water keep on hiking up and up. It become deeper and deeper. So originally, he was able to cross the water, but when the water becomes so deep, he only can be carried over by the water. So what does that mean? If we continue to pray until we are totally filled by the Holy Spirit, and our life will be totally guided by the Holy Spirit. If we read the book of Acts, you can see there are four different kind of breakthrough. The first breakthrough in Jerusalem predominantly was controlled by Judaism. So how can the temple of God, the church, being built in Jerusalem? When everybody prayed and filled by the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden the power came from above. Alright? And they spoke in tongues, so powerful, and Peter preached so powerful. And that's just like a water, so strong. The current is so strong, nobody can resist. So carry the worker and preach a wonderful message, and 3,000 were converted. So this is first breakthrough by the current of the water. And the second breakthrough, when you read through chapter 10, for thousands of years, they consider Gentile as the people who were not clean. But when Peter was filled by the Holy Spirit, he saw the vision. Even the unclean animal, it can kill and eat. That unclean animal referring to the Gentile. So after Peter saw the vision, he was confident that God wants to save the Gentile. And Cornelius saw the vision while he was praying. So because of these two visions, Peter was invited to Cornelius' house. While Peter was preaching, the mighty power of the Holy Spirit came. So Peter knew that it was God who brought them together. It was God who wanted to save them. So the gospel been introduced to the Gentile because the water, the mighty power of God, the current of the water bring Peter to Cornelius' house. This is second breakthrough. The racial barrier. And when we reach to the Acts chapter 16, originally Paul has his own plan to go to certain place to preach. But he was filled by the Holy Spirit, so Holy Spirit revealed to him, no, God don't want you to go there. So he changed second time his plan. But when he prayed, still Holy Spirit did not allow him to go according to his second plan. So he changed to the third plan. Then eventually in the evening he saw the calling from Macedonian. So the Holy Spirit worked so mightily, like a current, carried the work of Paul. Later on, he went to Macedonia, and through the help of God, established the first church, the Church of Philippians. This is a breakthrough of geographical area. So today, when we look into our current situation, whom should I preach? How can I break the racial barrier? How can I preach to a place where is no DJG? How can I break through the geographical area? There is no other secret. We need to pray until the water keep on hiking up and up and carry everyone. And we just follow the current of the Holy Spirit, then the church work can grow unexpectedly. So there's no secret for TJC to grow, except we have to, besides we have to work hard. The other way is to pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. Oh. So this is the water who flow out from the temple of God to the east. Oh. You see, verse 1 talk about to the east. Oh. It is a prophecy not being fulfilled. Now from verse 6 to verse 13, you can see the water contains life, a powerful spiritual life. You know, water itself is dead, right? If you put a water in a bucket, and the water will remain there. But you look into this river, the water is so powerful. Now we come to the chapter 47, Ezekiel chapter 47. Verse 8. Then he said to me, this water flow towards the eastern region, go down into the valley, and enter the sea. When it reached to the sea, the water are healed. When the water reached to the sea, its water, the sea in the water was healed. When the Bible says the water was healed, it means, when we say a person, oh, he was healed, means what? Before he was healed, he was sick. So the water was healed, that means before this living water reached to the sea, the water in that sea was sick. You know the water in the sea, right? The sea water is salty, and some type of sea water has a little bit of bitterness. Oh, it's got like the water in a dead sea. Inside it, almost no fish, because that was too salty and too bitter. Oh. So when the water reached to like a river, it was healed. Oh. So what does that mean, it was healed? You continue to read verse 9. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river go, will live. There will be a great multitude of fish, because this water go there. Oh. For they will be healed. Oh. And everything will live where the river goes. Everything will live where the river goes. Oh. So where the water goes, they are going to catch a lot of fish. Everything will become a living being. Oh. So what does that mean? I testify with you many times because I've been travel many different kind of churches. I always witness some of the churches, even the Sabbath morning service, everybody feels so sleepy. It's a morning service. I suppose everybody is supposed to be what, energetic, good spirit, but everybody feels so sleepy. But after the service, you find out in the lunchtime, everybody talks so loudly, even louder than the way they pray. Oh, right. But after the meal, in the afternoon service, still, everybody looks so sleepy. But after the afternoon service, they talk still loudly and drinking the tea and this and that. I always find out this kind of church prayer is very weak. No. Really weak. Before the service, nobody come and pray. Only seldomly a few people come. And even before the service or after the service, you can find the prayer is so weak and so short. You try to deep up the prayer, but eventually everybody stop. Only you pray aloud. But I also witnessed some of the church has gone through spiritual transformation. After they start to prolong the prayer, every ending prayer, 15 minutes. And before the service, they have 20 minutes prayer, or 30 minutes prayer. And lunchtime, promote the prayer. After the church promote the prayer, you can see the difference. The church was filled with so-called living water, the water with life. During the time of service, the Holy Spirit moved in everybody's heart. So where you are preaching, you can see There's a reaction. How do you know there's a reaction? You can see from the eye of the congregation. You can see there's a reaction because Holy Spirit has been moving there. This is the water of life. So it's so important if we want to make the church have a spiritual life. We want to make the church become dynamic. Of course, you can arrange a lot of activity, but activity itself cannot make the church become dynamic church. Activity will provide an opportunity for the member to interact with each other, know each other, convey our love to each other. But the fundamental is the church has to engage in prayer. And when the church really pray hard, any kind of speaker, they can preach very powerful sermon. It's not because the speaker is himself. It is because the power of God is moving in this church. So anyone could deliver a very powerful sermon. So even in the campus fellowship, the same. You know, some of the campus fellowship, you feel that lifeless. Yes, people gather together there. When we discuss about the Bible, it seems they are not very interested in that because there seems nothing there. A Bible is a very boring book. But because of arrangement, because we have this kind of formality, so we could not but join the campus fellowship. Otherwise, people is going to continue to make phone call or want to visit me, so I could not but attend that kind of campus fellowship. But also, you can see some of the campus fellowship is very dynamic. Really has that spiritual life there. So I heard some of the parents commented, I think my son or my daughter went to that campus fellowship, and after my son or daughter went to that campus fellowship, totally changed, have been transformed into a different person. How come campus fellowship can transform a person into a different type of person? You know, everybody is a student, right? We are very busy in engaging in our study. How can we transform other people? We are human beings. How can we? We cannot do anything. But one thing we can do. If the campus fellowship emphasizes on prayer, some of campus fellowship pray every night for 30 minutes, and some even pray two times. And this kind of campus fellowship really been filled with this living water. And so those who are weak or those who are even not interested in spiritual matter, when they join the campus fellowship, initially they will feel this group of people is different. This group of people is unique because inside them you can see there's life there. And what kind of life? They cannot tell. They just feel this different. But after they join several times, they can start to feel the life of Jesus there. So how can you make your campus fellowship become very powerful, can transform the life of the student there? There's no other secret. Promote prayer. So this river flow everywhere. The water, originally bitter or salty, can be healed, can be a very sweet water. So what does that mean? You know, a lot of people growing up either in a broken family, either the parents divorced or the parents are too busy pursuing their own business success. So the parent can provide you with a good car, with a good apartment, with an iPhone, with an iPad, with whatever, right? And because the parents are too busy to live up the living standard, they neglect a lot of children. So the children, the heart is what? It's a bitterness there, emptiness there. So this kind of problem, how can be resolved? The answer is here. When the living water, the water with the life of God, the water with the power of God, the water with the love of God, flow into a person's heart. And this person's heart will change from bitterness into happiness. From emptiness into fulfillment. So this is a very powerful water. So when we see a person growing up in a broken family, a broken marriage of their parents, always covered by cloud, by darkness, have a very negative mentality, How can you transform the person? Almost impossible, you know? A person, personality, almost impossible to change. If anyone think, after I marry somebody, my personality will be changed better, probably that person will be disappointed and end up with divorce. Right? The only way is we change ourselves first to become a very present personality, full with joy and love, and that marriage can become better. Now, two are better than one. So how can we change ourselves? Let the living water flow into our heart. Where the water goes, your heart will be healed. The bitterness will be healed. And your heart will be fulfilled with joy and peace. So it's so powerful. So the member of TJC has no excuse that my life cannot be changed. I just hopeless. I cannot change. My life cannot be changed. We have no excuse. Why? Because the living water is here. Every one of you, most every one of you, already received Holy Spirit. If we cannot transform our life, if we have no joy, no peace, if our character cannot be transformed, that's because we did not invite the living water. We did not pray hard enough. So the water did not totally flow into our heart. If the water totally occupies our heart, you will be healed. Your sickness will be healed. And also the Bible say, where the river flow, there will be a lot of fish. Now let's come into verse 9. A multitude of fish, because this water go forth. Multitude of fish. Fish represent soul. People's soul, right? So how can we have a fruitful evangelical work? Of course, we have to go door by door to preach. But from so many testimonies, so many experience, including some of your experience, if we only mobilize everybody go and preach without prayer, you are going to see you have done a lot, but nothing happened. But if we have prepared the evangelical work with a lot of prayer, we pray until everybody been filled by the Holy Spirit, the church been filled by the power of God, you are going to see the evangelical work so much different. So sometimes God will guide us to meet a person which we never planned to meet. It's so miraculous. So the fish will be multiplied. This is only one way. If anyone who tries to promote the evangel work without promoting the prayer, probably the person does not know what he is doing. And a lot of time, not a lot of time, sometimes we see the church person who is in need of evangelical work just exactly doing the same thing. They have a lot of plan. They want to do a lot of things, but they forgot to pray. So this water is so powerful. The last one. Chapter 47, verse 12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail, and they will bear fruit every month, because their water fall from the sanctuary. So the water from the temple of God is so powerful, so all the trees planted in the bank of the river, they will bear the fruit every month, and their leaves will be green. And their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. You see, so wonderful, right? We are like a fruit tree. Right? You know, right now we have 100 fruit trees here. Right? We have around 100 people here, right? If everybody bear fruit, you know the fruit of Holy Spirit, right? 9 different of fruit of Holy Spirit. Start from love, second from joy, right? If everybody bear fruit, what happened? The church will be like heaven. Really, it will be like heaven. Everybody so joyful. Everybody loving each other, right? And everybody filled with peace. The church will be like heaven. But when you become a fruitful fruit tree, you go back home, you know, in your yard, if there's a fruit tree, oh, grow up so many fruit, and every fruit is very sweet, oh, you are going to enjoy it every day, every month. Oh, so if a life can be transformed, you go back home. Your fruit will make your family member feel so joyful. Oh, they will be so thankful to God. Why? You have been changed because of attending NYTS. It's not because anybody can change you, because the powerful living water wants to flow over your heart so that you can bear the fruit. So there are so many reasons we have to pray. We have to be filled by the Holy Spirit, because this Holy Spirit is so precious. It's so powerful. It's a living Holy Spirit. It's a living water. So let's open our heart and cleanse all our filthiness and invite the living water to flow over us so that our life can be changed. Let's come forth and pray.